Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
What does the fox say? Yeah. James Hooper.
Big week coming up, Tone, isn't it? One of the best weeks of the year because the Origin teams get announced. So the Blues will be at the Star Monday evening. We've got the True Blues ball. So Freddie Fittler will be announcing his first team as the new Blues coach. And yeah, a lot of talk has been around the key positions, but especially fullback. Does Tommy Turbo make it, or will James Tedesco hang on to his number one jumper? I reckon Teddy's got his nose in front, Tone. I think Teddy will be in the side, provided he gets through today's game against the Titans okay. And then I think there'll still be a place for Tommy in the team as well, but I reckon Tommy more than likely will be on the right wing.
Okay. We're going to hear Brett Finch's side at 2 o'clock as well. So James Tedesco, his form has been getting steadier and steadier and steadily better each game. Has these combinations, I guess, so important with Cooper Cronk and Luke Keary, another name being mentioned as a possibility in the half.
Yeah, it took Teddy a little while just to find his feet with the Chooks, and obviously they had a new halfback in Cooper joining the side as well. So just feeling each other out a little bit. But thankfully, I think over the course of the last month, since the Roosters have changed his style a little bit, that suited Teddy better. He can just push up in support as he likes to and be around the ball. And look, he's lightning fast, so all he needs is half an opportunity, and you know that he won't let you down in that respect. And most importantly, he's been at Origin level. Whenever he's been selected, he's always been one of the best players on the field. So he's proven that he is a big game player. You touched on Luke Keary, Tone. I reckon he's a damn good chance too. I reckon he's a really, really good chance to be the 5'8", and then I think they're just working out whether they go with James Maloney at halfback, or whether, depending what happens tonight in this crucial game with the Panthers and the Dragons, perhaps if Nathan Cleary brains him and doesn't show any signs at all of that knee issue, or I think he's going to state a really strong case too.
Luke Keary, of course, down that the combinations, if they meant anything, if it was him, Boyd Cordon, if Latrell Mitchell got in there, of course, that left side would look pretty impressive.
Yeah, I reckon Latrell will be in there on that left side. And, I think it's a dangerous attacking combination, isn't it? We've seen it over the course of this year. Just get better and better between Latrell and Luke. And, it's a strong combo.
All right. What else does the Fox say?
Look, a little bit of talk around Moses Emboy, a lot of talk around Moses Emboy at the Bulldogs and whether he's going to stay there next year. I don't think he will be, Tone. I think he's definitely going to go to the West Tigers. They are keen, and they are currently trying to negotiate terms for an exit for Moses. It won't be before June 30, from what I've been told. But most certainly, I think Moses is keen to go to Concord, keen to play under Ivan Cleary. They see him as their fullback. Provided they can land the signature, I think it's going to happen. And look, are going to be a great signing. I can't believe, Finchie, that the Dogs are entertaining letting Moses go. I think he's been one of their best players.
Yeah, with all the big contracts there, you'd think Moses has lived up to his value more than anyone else there. And I've been really impressed. In a tough year, he's really stood up. And in a position he hasn't played in first grade either, he's been fantastic.
You can only sell players that other teams want to buy. And I think that's the thing. You mentioned some of the other guys on bigger contracts who mightn't be in as good form. But then the club's going to need to make some sort of, you know, contribution. And then all of a sudden it affects your salary cap, and you're not in that much of a better place than you were when you started. So Moses, they know that even though he's on good coin there, he'll attract that sort of money somewhere else. And it might be hard for him to let him go, but what are their options, given the fact that they're in such a poor state, with their salary cap?
I reckon Moses will be a fantastic signing for the Tigers next year. I think he takes his game to another level in that side. Yeah. I just think it'll suit the style of footy that he likes to play more. And I think Ivan Cleary has shown that he can take players to better levels. And I just think that, it makes a lot of sense. As for the Dogs, look, there's going to be some tough times there. We've seen them speak publicly a lot over the course of last fortnight about the salary cap jam that they're in. I see where Raylene Castle's in the paper today saying that it's not her fault. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure how it had nothing to do with that Raylene, Tone, since as she was the CEO at the time. But anyway, that's what she's saying. So
yeah, well, she's got other problems on her hands now in rugby union, hasn't she?
There's a bit going on there.
Yeah. Just tell me quickly the news that we're just hearing. The Dragons, and he's just a quality bench player, big man Leeson Armour. Every time he comes on, he makes a huge impact. Has been brilliant this season and last. Has he officially signed with the Warriors?
Yeah, he has. He's signed with the Warriors, so it's a 3-year deal. He'll head over there from next year onwards. I think he and his wife have both got family over there in Auckland, so it makes sense in that respect. And he's a good player, Leeson.
Yeah,
I mean,
he
punches above his weight, and he's a tradesman. He actually got the Dragons Player of the Year, I'm pretty sure, a couple of years back.
He punches through that line. He's absolutely an impact player. It's a huge signing for them, a great signing.
It is a good signing for the Warriors.